Our reading is taken from Psalm 107 and verses 1 and 2, verse 15.
Thank the Lord because he is good. He loves continues forever. That is what the people say. The Lord has saved, should say. They are the ones he has saved from the enemy. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his love and for the miracles he does for people.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now, I've got someone I'd like to introduce you to this morning. Someone that I think some of you have seen before, but perhaps quite a few of you haven't. His name, well, I'll show him to you first of all, okay? He's in here, okay? Now, this here is Maurice, okay? This is Maurice. Now, Maurice is a little bit shy. So I think you need to say, hello, Maurice, and perhaps give him a bit of a wave, okay? One, two, three.
Hello, Maurice.
That was rubbish. A bit more enthusiasm, please. One, two, three.
Hello, Maurice.
Oh, that's better. Look, there he is. This is Maurice. Now, I wonder if any one of you can tell me, what kind of glove puppet, what kind of animal... Maurice is. What kind of animal is Maurice? Jasper. He's a meerkat. Well done. Now, he's a meerkat. Now, meerkats are very, very good at doing one thing in particular. Well, they're good at doing a few things, but one thing in particular. I wonder what you think they're good at. What are they very good at?
Climbing.
No, Maurice, it's not finding a bargain. Oh, yeah. No. That's not it. There's something else. What are meerkats very good? In fact, look, he's doing it now. He's doing it now. What are they very good at? Edward. Digging. Well, they are good at digging, but that isn't what he's doing right now, is he? What's he doing?
Looking.
Miles. What, say that again.
Looking.
He's looking, isn't he? You see, meerkats are very, very, very good at looking. They're very, very good at being watchful. And what they're really good at looking for, on the whole, is danger. Okay? They're looking for danger, and when they see danger, they squeal to warn their friends that danger is coming. So he's very, very watchful, you see, this morning. Oh, okay. So he says he's not actually looking for danger this morning. So what are you looking out for this morning, Maurice? He's not looking out for God. He's looking out for things to thank God for, he said. Okay, he's looking out for things to thank God for. So do you squeal then when you see something? So what do you do then when you see something that you're thankful for? Ah, I see. So you got your hooter. When you see something you're thankful for, you give it a hoot. Okay, so let's have a look. Let's see what you can see this morning that you're thankful for. So what's that then? All the people here. Yes, of course, all the people. What else? Anything else you can see? What's that? Oh, the flowers. Aren't they beautiful? Aren't they beautiful? Should we give everyone a round of applause who did those? Let's do that. Aren't they fantastic? Yeah. And what else can you see that you're really thankful to God for? Oh, yeah, all the food that people have given. Isn't that fantastic? Wonderful food people have given to the food bank. Yeah. Anything else you're thankful to God for? The basket of vegetables at the back. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think LaDawn has grown all those vegetables at the back on her allotments. You ever look at that basket? Someone said earlier, actually, they said, I think they're just fake. They look too good to be real. They really do. But they're all real things grown. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. What else do you want to thank God for? You looking at someone in particular? You've got a honk, haven't you? Oh, yeah. He's thankful to God for Mick Lazenby. He is. So why are you thankful to Mick Lazenby? Oh, he's a Manchester United supporter. Okay, there you go, there you go. Anything else you want to thank God for? Oh. Yeah. Cakes, cakes. Anything else you want to thank God for? Cakes. Okay. Anything else you want to... I see where this is going to go. It's going to be cakes, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Okay. Right. Well, look, I think that's enough. Thank you very much. Do you want to give everyone a wave goodbye? Well done. There you go. Wave goodbye. Bye-bye, Maurice. We'll put him back in here. What's that? What's that? He says there's a bag of crisps in there and he's thankful for that as well. So, well done, Maurice. Well done, Maurice. Do you know, Maurice has reminded us this morning that there's so many things to be thankful to God for. There's a danger for us all in our life that we can go through every day and we miss the things that God has given us to be thankful for. There's a danger for us all that we go through every day of our lives thinking that we provide for ourselves and we don't need anyone or anything. But you know, that couldn't be further from the truth. See, like Maurice, it's good for us all to be watchful, to be looking out for things to be thankful to God for. And there's so much, isn't there? Because the Bible says that everything we have has come from God. Nothing is first and foremost ours. No, it's all first and foremost God's. And that means that everything we receive has come from Him. Whether it's the families we're part of, or the food that we eat, or the toys that we enjoy, or the friends we love to be with, even the air we breathe, there it's all a good gift from our loving Creator. And our reading, which Kevin read to us a few moments ago, tells us the right way that we should respond to God's goodness. It says, "Thank the Lord because He is good. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His love." You see, our lives should be full of thankfulness to God for His care and for His provision for us and for the whole of creation. Psalm 104 says, "He makes the grass grow for the cattle and the plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil that makes his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart." See, this is why harvest time is such a natural time and such a natural opportunity to be thankful to God. Let me ask you a question. Here's a question. How do we know, or how do you know if you are thankful or not? How do you know if you are thankful or not? Think about that. How would you answer that question? Miles, you're on form this morning, young man. How do you know if you're thankful?
The river.
The river. That's an enigmatic answer. The river. I'll dwell on that. I'm not sure what to make it. Has anyone got another way? Oh, the picture. Oh, I see. Thank you, Miles. Thank you. The river's up there. Yeah, she's obviously thankful for the river. That's right. But how do you know she's thankful? How do you know if you are thankful for something? Think about it. How do you know, Jasper?
Because she's looking at it.
Because she's looking at it. She's enjoying it. Okay. Scarlett. No, you're not sure. How do you know? I'll tell you how I think you can know if you're thankful for something or not. You can know if you're thankful or not by whether you say thank you or not. Okay? You can know if you're thankful or not by whether you say thank you or not. You see, saying thank you shows we not only simply value the gift, but we are valuing the one who has given us the gift. Do you know one of the great... Well, actually, we've got a whole list of things, haven't we? We've been writing up this morning. This tree is a Thanksgiving tree, and people have written things they're thankful for. Love, kindness, church, family, and friends, mummy, the world around me, a loving family, farmers. Isn't it wonderful? There's so many things that we can be thankful to God for. And do you know, one of the great marks of humankind's rebellion against God is a refusal to thank Him for His good gifts. You see, the person who doesn't care about God will not turn and thank God, even though everything in life has come from him. Thanklessness is an attitude the Bible says we have all sadly shown. We've all enjoyed God's world, yet we've ignored God the giver. And it means we need his forgiveness. And the wonderful news is that at harvest time, we can not only remember what God has given us to sustain us in our physical and material needs, but he's actually given us what we need for our spiritual needs. Because God the Father sent his Son Jesus Christ to save us from our sins, to bring us the forgiveness we need. And if you know that to be true, it means you can thank God for Jesus as well. It's why our reading says that Kevin read to us. It says that thanking the Lord is what the people the Lord has saved should say. What the people the Lord has saved should say. Because the saved are those who've had their sins paid for through Jesus. And that means that we always have reason to thank God because Jesus paid for our sins on the cross. It's why Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances." That means there's never a time when it's not right to be giving thanks for God. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So taking time each day to pause, to look around you like Maurice, and to observe your life and to remember God's good gift is a great thing to do. And when you see things that you think, yeah, that's wonderful, I enjoy that, don't just be thankful in your heart. Thank God out loud. Thank God, the God who loves us and has showered his gifts upon us in more ways than we could ever imagine. We sang at the beginning, didn't we, in our harvest hymn, "We plough the fields and scatter." The chorus said, "All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above." That's the reality. What should we do? Then thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. We should be marked as thankful people.